meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, dishes by Zimatala.
And really, does this show have to begin? It's interrupting such a fascinating discussion about carpentry. I'm upset.
I was explaining to Drew how you cut top plates and bottom plates when you're doing radius framing work.
And I was enraptured.
And the stinking show.
Chris, were we not having a very deep discussion about this?
Yeah.
Is it enraptured? You're like,
It just didn't sound enraptured, but Chris could see that I was.
Chris has his headphones on. He's not even listening.
Yeah, but he can see.
Listening to White Stripes while I'm talking about framing. Fine. Well, one day when there's framers needed, you do. I'll be the one in demand. All right. Phantom Planet is coming in tonight. These guys, they're in here a couple of years ago.
Was it that long?
February 2002, Drew.
Oh, wow.
Spike Jonze has just directed their new CD, or I should say their new video. And they do the soundtrack to the OC.
People love that.
Do you know that's how we do things in the OC? Yeah.
I'd know it if I heard it.
Listen, I love that OC show.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't watch it that much, but anytime I see a second of it, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love that junk. I did. Hey, you're talking to the guy who used to watch
Knott's Landing.
Knott's Landing,
yep,
Dynasty.
Yep.
Lowest point of my life. Girlfriend dumped me. Had a horrible job, and I just sit with my other buddy whose girlfriend dumped him, and we sit there Friday night drinking beer and watching Falcon Crest or Dynasty.
I ran into Donna. What's her name? The evil one from Knott's Landing. Shoot. Oh, well.
Donna Dixon?
No.
Brooke?
Yes.
Brooke Dixon?
No, damn it.
Brooke, you're 25.
No. Yes, I am.
What's up?
Hold
on, by the way. No worse show to watch when you're poor than
Dynasty.
It's like you're just sitting there. They're coming down the long arcing stairway with seems to be hanging. There's no visible support under it. Here come all the people in their evening gowns.
Linda Evans walking down the stairs.
Fight breaks out. An Olympic sized pool. It's like fountains everywhere, limousines, and you're just sitting in some crappy apartment. North Hollywood's going. Oh. I'm telling you, it's cool to be poor now. I think it sucked in the 80s to be poor. I think it was worse. Brooke?
Yes.
What's up?
I just got out of a relationship about a month ago, and I pretty much kind of agged it on by just starting little fights, and I broke it off. But my question is, the relationship lasted 4 months. The guy was 29, and during it, I faked a pregnancy, and now I'm kind of obsessed. I want to get back with him. And the other thing is, when I was 23, I was engaged, and I broke that off. But during that engagement, I also faked another pregnancy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Brooke.
I feel overwhelmed by this one. Sort of like...
Well, it's sort of novel, but on the other hand, you sound sort of soulless.
Yes, that's it.
Like you have no moral compass.
Yeah,
it's
empty, empty. Like I pushed him away, but now I want him back. I let him believe that I was pregnant, but I want him back. Like empty.
What does he think happened to the child?
I just told him that I took a pregnancy test and it was positive, and then I went to the doctor and it read wrong.
Oh. So you just freaked him out for a second.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, I do it to kind of just see, how much they like me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully not as little as you like yourself.
Yeah,
hey, that's
up?
Hey, Drew, that's heavy.
Profound.
That's
profound.
That's heavy. Yeah.
What's
happened to you?
Well, no, see, that's the thing. I listen to you guys, seriously, almost every night, and
Oh, now you really got problems.
Yeah, I know. I can't figure it out. My parents, I grew up in pretty much normal family. My parents got divorced a couple years ago, but they needed to divorce. They really weren't in love anymore.
All right. Well, listen, certain amount of people are born without a soul. Look, Brooke, you don't want to get back together with this guy.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you what you need. Here's what you need. I don't know anything about you other than your two fake pregnancies, which, by the way, is horrible karma.
And the spiritual wheel of life.
I don't mean karma like cosmic karma. I mean like your two-year-old getting run over by karma.
Karma and Gia.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to go on a little spiritual journey. I don't think you're a mess. It's not like a lot of our callers have been sexually abused and sodomized by the rabbi or something. But
right, yeah, none of that.
You need to read a couple of books, do a little therapy, and take a walk and listen to some classical music for about a year, and then start a fresh relationship with an eye on yourself, like a convenience store camera.
Have you ever been in love? Do you think, Brooke?
No, that's the other thing I was going to tell you is
I've never
been in love, never been close to being in love. But the weird thing is when I am in a relationship and I really like, I mean, if a guy really likes me, I back off, I back away, you know, I eventually somehow break it off or I just don't, you know, I just stop calling them. But if I really like the guy and he kind of plays hard to get, then I don't even have I'll give up. I won't go. I'm in school right now. I won't go to class if he wants to go to lunch. I won't. I kind of give up my life.
Just a question. You're sure your sexual orientation is clear? You like guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like guys.
For sure. I don't like girls, too.
I get a little therapy. And, Brooke, I don't know what you're studying in school, but you come out to L.A., make a hell of a publicist. She's going into PR? You're going into PR? Are you working in the Are you working towards some sort of PR degree?
Well, communications is my degree.
Good. I'm telling you, you make a great publicist. You got all the makings of a great publicist. Soulless.
No soul?
Zero soul, minus a soul, ice water running in the veins, only looking out for themselves, but pitting people against each other. It's beautiful.
You know what she has? That feeling is that we respond to here, I think, is schizoid. We kind of look at each other like, what is that? It's not abuse. It's not that there. But there's that emptiness and flatness we feel.
Yeah.
And I think that's a schizoid quality in some people. And that's kind of a biological condition.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. There's just a certain percentage of people that aren't really fully humans. Aren't there? I mean, they just are. They just, you know, these are the kind of people that...
The problem is who you consider in that category may be different than somebody else.
Yeah, but who cares? Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I have the final word and everything.
That's right.
Sarah?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was wondering if it's possible to have too many orgasms, like if that's weird to have a lot of them.
Once when I stayed home and I played sick when I was in high school, I had too many and I got a calf cramp and it still hurts. And it's been almost 20 years.
Is that the time when your soul actually came out of your penis?
Yes, yeah.
That was
But not for a gal.
No, gal, you are in that unique and unusual category, which is able to have multiple orgasms.
Yeah.
And you're only 14 and having how many, and you have sex now?
When I have sex, I have up to 10 or 11 orgasms and fingering up to 20.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, by the way, don't you get tired of counting by about 15?
Yeah, it just gets up to like...
How old's the guy?
How do you know when you're done?
16.
Yeah. The guy's 16.
Yeah, how do you
know? He's done for life,
by the way. How do you know when you're done? Yeah, it's a very cruel joke.
I don't know. He just stops.
He stops.
Yeah. Hey, here's your dad's pickup truck, pull up the driveway. That's how you know when you're done. What are you using for protection?
Condoms and birth control.
Good girl. Good job.
I don't know. 14's too young. Okay, look. What are you going to do? You're 14. You have 1,000 orgasms when you sit on a feather duster.
Think of how different that is. The average 14-year-old girl, the idea of orgasm is not something they can even get themselves around. And then even at 22, it's like, okay, maybe it happens. Certainly doesn't happen with sex. We have to argue that women are different than men?
Well, that's why I say it takes all kinds.
Yeah,
I know.
And it's no wonder men are so, heads are spinning around so much and so bewildered.
Well, here's the deal with orgasms in women. Two or three of them bogart all the orgasms in the universe.
That's right.
Like, you know, they're women who are in their late 30s who haven't had one legitimate orgasm via intercourse and possibly via oral sex in their 35, 38 years on the planet. And here's Sarah over here where you prick her with a ballpoint pen and they just come bursting out of her. Crazy. Unfair, I say. And by the way, when it comes to guys, as Drew was saying, you take a 15-year-old guy, 99% of them are exactly the same.
99? I can't even think of how they would be different.
And there's 1% who, like, it was like beaten with a Bible growing up and is just too freaked out and starts crying every time he sees his ding-a-ling.
But even so, even though the ding-a-ling will function the same.
Biologically the same.
Biologically the same.
All right,
there's just a question of short or long duration before the orgasm. That's it, period.
Sarah's fine. The guy we got to look out for and really needs to be monitored and followed is the boyfriend.
Yeah, this guy's going to commit suicide.
This is his first experience with a woman. They break up in 8 months. He's with a new chick a year from now, and it's like, come on, baby, we've been going at it.
For 3 minutes.
Yeah, I've been finger-blasting you for all of 30 seconds now. Half a White Stripes song. What's going on?
He is going to walk around in circles, like, talking to himself in 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Just muttering. Just talking about, I understand.
No, he's going to turn to booze and then harder stuff. Drop out of school. Grow bad teenage mustache. Yeah, can you imagine? Like, now he's on top of some chick. He's been going down. He's probably been going down on a chick for like 45 minutes. And she's like, yeah, just ain't happening. He's like, Sarah would have had several hundred thousand by now. Yeah.
That would be a great move to bring that up.
I guess he's the kind of guy who's going to force a chick to fake it. Because
I was thinking that myself, because he's going to just keep working it. Like, until
he's going to be going like when a guy's trying to get a Coke out of a vending machine without paying.
That's it.
That's how he's going to be going at her like that.
That
going, come on, where's that orgasm? I got to get it out of you.
It will seem impossible that it could be otherwise, right?
Yes. Oh, thank God I didn't start off that way or
ever
even head down. Yeah, still haven't. Okay, but I think it's about time I made my move.
Did you encounter one of those, huh?
Yes. Anna?
Hi.
You're 26?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I have 5-year-old twins, and I know something happened to them, and everyone has told me just to let it go, but I can't. And
slow down. You have 5-year-old twins, and what happened to them?
Well, when they started to go to preschool, I caught them at the very beginning when they started to go. One was kissing, or I don't even want to say it because I feel so sick and horrible, and but one was doing the other one in the living room. And I just walked in on him.
I can barely follow this.
Well, hold on a second. Is it a boy, girl, or two boys?
Two boys.
Two boys.
And one put the other's wee-wee in his mouth.
Wee-wee.
That's why I have to talk to people like Anna.
Well.
Are you laughing at me?
No. Yeah. We're laughing with you.
Okay, but here's. I'd rather you laugh in my face right now than do it after I hang up.
Okay.
No.
Well, it'll be both. But listen, Anna sounds like a mess.
Yeah.
What's up with you, Anna?
I'm sorry?
What do you do for a living?
I don't know how to put it nicely.
Publicist?
I'm a massage therapist, but it's more.
Mm-hmm. You stinking whore. Please.
Massage therapist.
All right. And you do a little more.
And you bring these people around your house?
No, absolutely not. All right.
Well, let's try to deconstruct this a little bit. Were you ever sexually abused?
Yes, my father.
Okay, and so you would be attracted to guys that are child molesters. That would be what you're into.
Where's the father of these twins?
We were married for. He was one of the second men I was ever with, besides my father, and then we were together for a long time, and then I. Just matured, and I realized that, you know, this isn't normal to be treated this way.
And then you became a prostitute?
Actually, I always wanted to do that. I went to a very religious school, and I guess I'm really sick, but they used to spank us, and I liked it.
Well, look, your dad sexually abused you starting at what age?
I was 12, and he said that he thought I was my mother because I was sleeping in his bed. It's a long story.
Where was your mother?
Well, I went to see her. He was not home, and I went into her bed, and she was like rubber backs, but that was it. She never did anything else. And then I fell asleep, and then she went to say goodnight to the rest of the kids, and she never came back. And then he came home and thought I was her, and then he like did everything to me.
Uh-huh. One time?
Yes, one time, but he did things to the other kids.
Of course.
Wait a minute. Is this... Did he? He didn't think you were.
No, he said that. He said that.
I'm sorry?
Right.
Oh, see, oh, boo, sorry. I thought it was Mrs. Smith.
Yeah,
I don't understand you. You're both talking at the same time.
All right. Anna not only is a little skeezy, but her phone line is more effed up than she is, if that's possible.
Not possible.
And it's hard to understand her.
That was her brain wiring screwing up there.
Okay. Her father sexually abused her one time.
I don't buy that either.
That seems bizarre.
Yeah.
And anyway, she's a prostitute, escort. Let's just see if we can sort this out and wrap it up. Hey, Anna?
Yes, it's not about
okay.
me. I know it's not about you,
but it is about you.
It is about you because you're the mother of these children, and they need a sane mother to develop.
Here's the plan. How about getting out of the prostitution trade on behalf of the kids and yourself?
Actually, I did. While I was married, and I worked in some restaurant. I actually waited on Mancow and Mayor Daly and all these great people and blah blah blah. And I was treated it was actually more degrading to be nice to some bitchy woman who
Anna, let me
what?
Just say this. Please just listen to me because I'm a genius and you're a mess. You need
if you saw me and if you saw me walking down the street. You would so not say that.
This is exactly why we can say it. Because we don't see
you. I know, but I don't see you, and all I hear
you. Where can I go for counseling? I'd love to go.
Well, let's get the kids first. Let's get the kids. They need some help. They're going to need to be evaluated immediately.
Well, it happened a while ago. I took them out of school, and it was preschool. And now
I guarantee you whatever happened, I can't guarantee you, but I bet what happened didn't happen in the school.
What happened to you happened a long time ago, too.
Right.
Exactly.
And you're still a mess, so let's do something about it.
With the kids. At least something can be done there.
Or yourself, too. Phone line screwed up. But anyway, she can hear us, and we'll just speak to her.
We'll start with Rain, someplace like that, helpline, University of Chicago.
If you're just starting fresh, I mean, if you just, I got molested, or I was abused, or I think my children were, I don't have insurance, I don't have any money, I just got to start fresh. What do you do? You open the phone book.
How do you get help?
You look in the front of the phone book.
It's hard to say. I would start with an organization like Rain.
How do you find Rain? You don't know anything about. You don't know.
There are hotlines. There are hotlines on the Loveline website.
There are.
Yep. Go on the Loveline website. Check out all the hotlines. And I would advise you start Department of Psychiatry at a local university, University Medical School, just because they tend to have free services and that sort of thing.
Right. Like you get a free haircut at the barber college.
Exactly.
You get free counseling. At the psychological college?
Psychiatric hospital.
You ever go to those barber colleges?
No, I can't say I have.
I grew up going to those goddamn barber colleges. And here's the thing about the barber college. Yes, the haircut is free if and you got 3 hours. Because what happens is the student, he makes every two cuts, he's got to call the instructor back. So it's like, snip, snip, Herb, I need you. Herb's on the phone, so I want to wait. Then Herb comes, what is this? And it's like, well, I think it's uneven. Two more snips. I'm going to go to Nevada.
Wow.
You call me. The guy goes back and forth. I mean, here's the thing. They got nothing but time, and they're glad to have your ass in that chair. There's not a line of people waiting to get their hair cut. It's just them sort of,
goof around.
Cutting their teeth on your hair. Yeah, they're not trying to. Now, you go to a regular barber, they want you, it's $20, it's $10, it's $50. They want to get you.
Yeah.
It's $10, whether it's 10 minutes or 10 hours. They want to get you out of there.
Mm.
These guys just sitting there for 3 hours, the instructors to keep coming back, and my God. One time I went to a barber college, they had some sort of Japanese exchange program going on. It's like, this looks like. The Bataan Death March. What's going on here? And they're like, oh, yeah, we sent all our people over to Tokyo, and they sent theirs over here.
Where was this? What city?
This was in Santa Monica. This is when I was... At this point, I'm 26, 27. I'm still at the goddamn barber college. And because, I had, $6. And so it's I get a Toshi Manuka cut my hair. And I'm like, it looks real goofy if you cut it too short on top. And he's like... Aye. And I'm like, your hair. And it's like his interpreter's like, he doesn't speak. He's from Japan. He's from Kobe. This is an exchange program. I'm like, there's a 50-50 chance your barber's not going to understand what you want. the guy, you know, the Irish guy who was born in Wisconsin is not going to understand what you want. Did this guy, now I effed it up completely, I had no idea what was going on, couldn't communicate at all. Horrible. That's a bad day when you walk into the Japanese exchange program at the Barber College. Yeah, it's a good time.
Good times, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One more call? No. Take
break,
a break?
Break.
Who are we talking to when we come back?
This one, I think.
Yeah, all right. Oh, and by the way, Phantom Planet is here. So we'll talk to those guys. And we'll talk to Ryan, whose girlfriend just said she's into bondage. He's never done it. Wants to know if it's safe. Ryan?
Yeah. Well, actually,
all right, I just want to hear his voice.
Want to take somebody else?
No.
That's all right. All
I
right.
believe him. All right, Phantom Planet and Ryan after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, or Ace to you. That's my good pal, Doc Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sam and Alexander both here from Phantom Planet.
Hello,
hello.
And we're gonna hear something off the CD, and just mention to you guys first before we start getting into whatever we're getting into here that these guys this Friday. That's tomorrow, right? 7 p.m. at the Virgin Mega Store. Are they all mega stores?
Yeah. All Virgins are mega stores.
No Minas anymore? Mm-hmm. Just all the megas?
Only megas.
Okay. Down at the Virgin Mega Store in Ontario in the Inland Empire. The guy's going to be doing... You guys be doing a live show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're going to be signing stuff too?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's in the Virgin Mega Store in Ontario. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow, and then on Saturday, the following day, 2 p.m., Tower, Sunset, and right in the middle of the Sunset Strip, these guys are going to be playing again and doing some signing and doing all that.
Indeed, that one should be really fun, I think.
Yeah. You know what? I've lived here my whole life, never been in that tower.
I don't think I have either.
I passed it a million times and thought to myself... That's where the cool people go
Didn't
to buy.
Didn't you do something
You're not
there
cool.
Once? Didn't you do a...
Oh, really?
Isn't that where you met your wife?
No. No, I never did anything there.
I always imagined that. You said there was some sort of signing or something you were doing.
That was... me and Jimmy did some Super Bowl party about 10 years ago on some dumping on Ventura Boulevard that nobody showed up to.
All right, well, of course.
By the way, and this is now it's not going to happen to Phantom Planet, but... You got to watch out when you do one of these. Hey, I'm doing a book signing at Borders in Santa Monica. When three people show up, it really gets depressing.
Oh yeah, I can
mean,
imagine.
Jimmy's on the show all the whole week before, going, "Hey, big Monday night football down at Checkers on Ventura Boulevard. I'll be there at 7 o'clock signing autographs, free buffalo chicken wings, 99-cent Miller Lite, 16-ounce." Four people showed up. Yeah, who's laughing now?
We are?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, not, I mean, we're laughing like, but we're not yeah. laughing like.
We're not laughing at him. We're laughing. Ah! We're laughing with the.
Yeah,
in,
we're laughing like you laugh when you're sword fighting, and you do that thing where you go into the candelabra, and then they all fall off. You know, you slice the candles. Ha ha. Yeah, like the jig is up. That's the kind
of
laugh.
Speaking
we're
of ha, we're going to be. You and I are going out on the road next week.
Ha ha.
Is that next week? Week after next.
Aha!
We're going to be at Stanford University in about a week from Wednesday.
We'll be at Stanford. That's right. We'll be playing at Stanford and signing Phantom Planet CD.
Free buffalo wings. And,
That's right. Come on. Come on down.
All four of you.
That's right. First 3.5 people to show up, get a bumper sticker and a Loveline windbreaker. All right. So we're going to hear something off the CD. Where do you guys live?
I live about 2 minutes up Fairfax from here.
Oh, really?
Wow. Same here.
Still managed to be late, huh?
It wasn't my fault.
It was mine.
Yep.
Okay.
I was at a birthday dinner for my friend Jenny Lewis, who's the singer in a band called Rallo Kiley. I don't know if you've heard of them.
We're going to say yes, so it's not uncomfortable.
Let's say yeah. Let's just say yeah.
Yeah, we're into those dudes, those chicks.
People, them. Folks.
Those folks.
Them.
Good folks.
Those folks.
They're good people.
Yeah.
They're people, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, no,
they're
sure
gnomes.
They'll be on the, you know what? They're going to be on the show. I'm sure they'll be on the show next month. Sometime,
on their way up.
And then we'll forget
then we'll
all about
see them
it.
Again.
All right. Oh, come on, buddy.
No, once they make it, we'll never see them again.
Oh, I see. Right, because they'll get too big.
Yeah, right.
They're a great
That's
band.
Right. All right. All right. Let's take some calls, and we'll hear Phantom Planet song. And how's the OC thing treating you guys doing the soundtrack or the theme to the OC. Has it been a surprise?
I've just been happy to meet those three hot girls that are on the show.
Yeah.
That was my way in. I saw them at a party and introduced myself.
And how did it work? Did they do the, when they did the pilot, did they come to you guys? Did they say, we need a song?
Yeah, they said, we desperately need your song. And we were like, I don't know. They sent us the pilot, and we enjoyed it and thought, why the hell not?
And they had the song in mind before they...
Yeah, they were like, we're not going to put it out unless you put the song on.
No, come on.
We need it bad. Well, I mean, that was said, but I'm sure they would have put it out.
Wow. Now, how does it work now? Because, you know, back in the day, people used to get rich doing theme songs. Mm-hmm. But I hear now that they buy out or they do whatever, and it's not that never, you know, sort of check in the mailbox every week where you get rich. Are you getting rich?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't really involve myself in the business side of it too much.
You got to look in your wallet once in a while, see how it's doing.
You know, my wallet has only a check in it from a friend of mine's mother.
Really?
For $200.
Yeah.
But I've got $200. It's a potential money, not kinetic money.
Yeah. You know what I wish I would start doing, by the way? Speaking of not knowing how much money you have. You know, the gift certificates have now gone to these sort of credit card gift certificates.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's fine, except for they need to put a little sticker on there and tell you what you got.
I know.
Because I now have about eight of them, and I'm staring at all of them. And I'm like, I could go into that Best Buy with this card, and I could walk out with a plasma TV or a Partridge Family CD.
Right.
I have no idea what I got on this card. I got a Starbucks card. I got zero. I mean, I could get within probably $150, but I really have no idea, and I'm not sure if it's worth bringing or not.
Yeah.
Are you a gambling man?
I'm a rambling man.
You were born,
but
one.
I don't gamble.
He was born that way. He was. How'd you know that?
I am born to ramble.
He had to ramble.
It's almost lyrical.
He apologized for it all the time.
I tell the ladies, yeah, I don't want to leave you.
But
I'm a rambling man.
Born a certain way, and that's got to go.
It's genetics.
Here's the twist with me and my rambling. Most guys break a dawn, you know, first sun. I ramble around noon. My whole thing is get up. Take a shower. You go to work. I'll roll out of bed about 10:45, beat off, pour a cup of coffee. Then it's time to ramble. You see, I'm a later rambling guy. Noonish rambling guy. Yeah. All right.
This is. I feel like I'm at a support group. This is awesome.
Yeah. Why ramble at first sun? You don't got a job. You're not going anywhere.
Gotta ramble anyway.
Ramble when you can.
You gotta ramble. Yeah, but there's no hours to ramble.
As everyone has always said, it just when it comes to leaving time.
Yeah, I hope you understand.
That's when you leave.
You're born a rambling man. And you know what? My dad was a rambling man.
Of course.
But he rambled early.
Memphis.
He went through Memphis. Yeah, how come no one rambles through California? Like, no one does
Eagle
the
Rock.
Rambling through Eagle Rock or Encino. There's always. Where is that? Nothing rhymes with Eagle Rock? Maybe that's why. You only ramble places like that rhyme. Like once in a while you get down to New Orleans and you have to ramble
to places.
Cajun Queens out there.
You gotta ramble places where there's music.
Oh, you gotta ramble.
Nashville,
rambling
Memphis,
guy.
New Orleans.
Rambling guy. All right. And by the way, and you guys, here's what we're leading up to. You guys need to write a song about rambling.
Oh, okay.
Because people, I don't think kids today know about rambling.
It's true they need to be instructed.
We grew up acutely aware of rambling, how to ramble, when to ramble, how to negotiate with ramblers, when you run into other ramblers who are rambling on the road,
and what to say to them. And then
what
you do with women who are setting spells and are devil worshippers. They themselves are the devil, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, there's a lot of devil and evil women that you got to ramble from.
Of course.
And if you guys could write a song about rambling.
By the end of the show.
From witchy women,
From witchy women, it would be fine. I always like the part where the chick doesn't want the guy to ramble. By the way, by all accounts, he's an out-of-work musician who's an alcoholic, who doesn't have a car. Picture the rambler in real life. Smelly guy with a beard.
Strangely enough,
rambler
is what comes to mind.
Yeah, doesn't maybe Vietnam vet, got some psychiatric condition. Maybe he's hooked on peppermint schnapps. He's probably molesting your daughter. I'd say rambling, not such a bad thing. All right. Anyway, write your song about the noontime rambler.
Noontime Rambler, that's what it's called.
Baby. It's like...
No, stop. Stop
first,
right there.
No,
stop
but
right
at first light, I'll be sleeping for another 6 hours.
Right.
You'll be up and yeah, you'll be gone. You'll be at work. You'll be breaking for lunch by the time I'm thinking about rambling. But then I'll make up for it by rambling well into the night. I won't knock off at 4. Okay.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't do a half day of rambling. I put in 8 hours of rambling.
Ryan, 26.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling is...
Ryan's calling from Indiana, which is not a bad place to ramble through.
But strangely, yeah.
Not sung about, but we get the idea that you've made your way. When you talk about places you have rambled, you might mention
through Indiana.
Without
a doubt.
Yeah.
That ahead, there are many witchy women up here to ramble from.
Oh, good, good.
I'm calling because I've been dating this girl for a while now. We've been sleeping together for about 2 months.
Nobody rambles around Orlando. You don't hear about that so much. All right, I'm sorry. 2 months?
We've been sleeping together for about 2 months now, and she just revealed to me that she enjoys bondage. It's not something that I've ever done. She's also into, like, some types of pain. She likes to be bit. And, I mean, I'm not into the pain, but that doesn't bother her that I'm not. But she wants me to try the whole bondage thing.
Well,
and
hold on now, Ryan. I hate to say it, but it may be time for you to ramble.
I mean, I'm actually kind of interested in it.
All right.
She brought me this little book that's like an introduction to bondage and introduction to S&M. And I was looking through it, but it doesn't really tell a whole lot. It tells you how to do it, but it doesn't really explain. Like, there's some things that sound like they might be dangerous, and I was wondering, is there any dangers that are inherent in this kind of lifestyle?
Hold on a second.
That's a non-question.
You think it's bogus?
I don't know if it's bogus, but that was a non-question. Yeah, it was a non-question.
But Ryan, by the way, sounds like the kind of guy I'd be like, I'm going to go ahead and remove my pocket protector and glasses so those aren't damaged. Put those on the nightstand. Now, I've turned to page 27, figure G. Shows here.
Wheelbarrow.
A wheelbarrow. I'm tying up the electrical cord.
That could be fatal.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't seem like he's going to make a very good partner with this.
No, I was thinking that myself. She won't be satisfied with what he can do because he won't be able to pull it off properly, so to speak.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what side of the bondage she wants you on. Does she want you to tie her up, or does she want you
to
get tied
both.
Up?
Actually, both. She said she likes to be submissive and she likes to be dominant. So it's just something I've never done before. So I've never had any kind of experiences with it, and it's completely foreign to me.
Well, how do you think you could get into it?
It's something I've always wondered about. I've just never known anybody that I could experiment with.
Well, now you do, but it's obviously you can get hurt, and there are ways people can conduct themselves to try to prevent that with safe words and this sort of thing. The biggest concern is that, again, this is an acting out of some trauma, and somebody has difficulty feeling aroused unless they get these high levels of stimulation, and it usually doesn't exist as an isolated phenomenon. These are other things going on with that person, but that's fine.
I mean,
like
she's an orgasm with just regular sex. I mean, you
see what I'm talking about? That's bogus.
Yeah, we're down to bogus.
Yeah.
We're back to bogus, Ryan. Hey, listen, Ryan,
what's bogus about it? What's bogus about it?
Now it's getting really bogus. Listen, Ryan, it's time for us to ramble. It's almost 11 o'clock. All right, I'm a late night rambling guy. All right, we didn't believe him.
Yeah,
you're right. It's a non-question. If a 26-year-old guy wants to engage in this, he just engages.
Can you harm yourself with people being tied up with electrical cords around their neck? Let me use my imagination for a second.
Yes.
And then jumps in with, but she can orgasm with sex. Okay, now we're going towards the punchline.
All right. Look, do what you want, but I don't like this safe word stuff.
Banana.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I could easily panic. And forget my safe word, and then I just die with a hefty bag tied around my head.
Well, also with a hefty bag over your head, you couldn't actually say the safe word.
Yeah, listen, here's my safe word will be my elbow to your sternum,
punch to the stomach
very hard, and you will then go flying across the room, and then I ramble. That's how it works. You'll know when it's time to stop because I'll be punching you in the windpipe. Like I think I did. You got to come up with your safe word.
Maybe the punching and the hitting, though, is just all part of the deal, the bondage deal.
The thing is if you get hooked up with someone who can kick your ass and you get into a bondage situation, there's potential for harm.
Right.
Yeah. And or if you get tied up and, you got the gag ball and you got the gimp ball in your mouth and they got this zip ties and, you're hog tied and you're on the bed and you can't talk and she's whipping you. It's good times, though. I'll tell you what.
Let's ramble.
Yeah, let's ramble. Let's ramble to our next call. Let's talk to
Timmy.
Timothy, you're 19. What's up?
I've been taking some medication, some antidepressants, for about a year. Mm-hmm. And
hold on. Palm Springs, not a good rambling town. No one ever sings about rambling.
Rhymes with a lot of things, though.
It could, but no one rambles through or from Palm Springs.
But it's a desert, and that's getting close to rambling territory.
I know, but you go more, you head more into Arizona if you're going to be doing
Phoenix,
that. Yeah. San Diego, not a bad rambling town.
Tijuana. Maybe a rambling town.
Destination, not a rambling.
Oh. Yeah, you got,
you're
you fling.
You're headed for Tijuana.
You fling, well, you got to get to the border. And they never talk about the Canadian border. Always talking about Mexico. They don't clarify, but they go, by sunup, I'll be at the border. It's always Mexico. No one goes into Canada. How do we even know what border you're talking about?
Well, no one is running to Canada.
No. You may jog or
slip. You may slip.
You sprint to Mexico. Timothy?
Yeah.
All right, so you're 19, you're depressed?
With a beard, a wig, and some money. Not guilty, though.
Yeah. Right.
But when I'm taking it, I'm fine. But the problem is I have, like, almost no sex drive when I'm on it.
What's the medicine?
It's called Effexor.
Yeah, Effexor can shut you down pretty good. And
I mean, it makes me feel great.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm happy and all that, but...
I'll tell you.
I just can't perform that good.
All right. Well, here are the some of the basic options. One is we often will add a medication called Wellbutrin, which doesn't really go with Effexor that well, but that's something that can be done to some of the other, certainly the isolator or serotonin reuptake inhibiting medications. Effexor has a dual action though, so it's a little bit more complicated to add it to the Wellbutrin. You can switch to Cerazone or Remeron or even Lexapro sometimes, but if the effects has been working, you hate to do that. Then the other option is to use some of these newer Viagra-type medications, which may not do that much for your sex drive, but may allow you to perform and feel a little bit more sexual. There's one now called Cialis that lasts for 3 days.
What, you get a boner for 3 days?
Well, you get a boner if you look at something good.
Oh, really?
Sort of
for 3 days?
Yeah, for 3 days.
Like a nice car?
You look at that
Chili fries or something.
That's Alice. You got to watch
that Maybach.
Adam, you could not go to the car show on that medicine.
Yeah, that's my whole problem. Yeah. I'd just be looking at tools and stuff, going, "Oh yeah." The next thing, my hands down around in my pants. I'm standing in front of the display case.
And there's Levitra, which is short acting and rapid acting, and you could try these things.
How fast is that Levitra kick in?
20 minutes or so. It probably lasts about 3 hours.
Uh huh. All right, 3 hours. The hell you need that? I don't need that kind of time.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you my thing about rambling.
Back to rambling.
Well, here's what I tell the ladies. I tell them, I know you're sad to see me go, even though actually technically you'll be leaving for work and then I'll be slinking out, after that. But as a rambling guy, I will pass this way again. Because I will ramble back.
Right.
I will circle back and ramble through
circuitous
town again.
Rambling.
So
for some more sex.
I'll come this way again. So don't worry. I'll get liquored up, be back about 9 months, bang you in my pickup truck, and then it's rambling time again. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break, Phantom Planet, here tonight. I promise we'll hear something off the CD after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Sam and Alexander both here from Phantom Planet. That's also the name of the CD.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are going to be out in Ontario tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
yes, at the Virgin May store.
Virgin May store, and that's at 2 o'clock, and then 7 o'clock.
Hmm?
No, wait a minute, I screwed it up.
7 o'clock tomorrow
night, and then 2 o'clock on Saturday at the Tower Sunset, right in the heart of the Sunset Strip, and we're just talking to the guys during the commercial. and you guys are grew up around this area and probably not more than a few miles as the crow flies, at least, away from that tower sunset. So it's got to be kind of cool that you're playing there.
Oh, yeah. And there's a big sign out there. We've never had a sign out in front of a record store before. It's huge.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I feel very accomplished.
Did you guys have time in the OC? Did you, when you were growing up, did you spend much time down there?
We had a few friends down there that were in a couple of bands. Teen Heroes was one of them.
Played a lot of shows down there.
Played a lot of shows down there.
In high school.
Yeah.
So you know how they do things in the OC.
Yeah, welcome to the OC, bitch.
That's right. That's right. One of the places that's not on my list to ramble to.
Newport Beach.
You don't hear about people. In general, beach cities, bad for rambling.
Also, cities,
bayou cities aren't bad rambling cities. Beach cities bad.
Well, most of the beach cities in this part of the country have Spanish sort of sounding surnames.
Yeah, like
Santa Monica, Laguna.
Yeah,
you know, those aren't good.
Yeah, like you saying, I've rambled
San Clemente,
from San Clemente to Santa Barbara to San Diego to Orlando and Palm Springs.
it doesn't sound very good.
Strangely enough, if you were a rambler, those are the places you'd rather go, but to be fair.
It's better rambling weather. I'll tell you that, because, them rambling, through the middle of Arkansas and all that kind of Texarkana and that kind of stuff, it gets kind of cold. You know, the summers are hot, dusty. The winters are freezing cold.
Yeah.
When you ramble, you got to think about, it's sort of like convertible weather. Like, you got to think about the climate when you ramble. And these idiots are just rambling through a lot of Texas and Oklahoma.
Rambling
that area.
Is doing flat areas.
Yeah,
you can't have hills.
Yeah, it's hard to ramble up a hill.
But then you're climbing.
Yeah,
not rambling.
Yeah, you're
climbing.
Yeah.
All right. True. That's enough rambling talk. Come on, we got to help the kids now.
Let's go.
We got to hear a song.
2 minutes here.
We got to hear
Phantom Planet. The next break.
I don't mean we got to. I mean we get to.
Start of the next segment.
No, we'll hear one now. All right.
We don't have time to play.
All right.
Play it. I'll fade out if we don't have time.
Too late. I punched up Zoe.
Opening of the next break.
Then we hear it. We got plenty of time.
5 minutes away.
Zoe?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Say, I was reading your book, A Survival Guide to Life and Love.
Yeah.
And Dr. Drew used the word.
This is a book we did
6 years ago.
Ooh, 6 years ago.
More than
and,
seven
and the,
years ago.
The title wasn't our idea, by the way. But go ahead.
Okay. Dr. Drew, you used the word hyperachiever, and you said that you described yourself as that, and I'm kind of wondering, I'm kind of the same way. I'm pre-med in school. I'm double majoring. I'm involved in everything.
Yeah. Read my next book, Cracked, and you'll understand more about my pathology than just the title
and
of
when
glimpses.
He referred to himself as a hyperachiever, and then he beat off really fast. That's, I don't know if you're confused.
Hyperachieving is just a symptom. It can mean lots of different things. But usually it's people that need to be highly perfectionistic and make other people happy. And
That's why you punch the mic 3 times a night, even though I beg you not to do it.
Doesn't mean you're self-actualized and aware.
Look in the mirror, man. Look in the mirror.
So, Zoe, what's your question?
So how did you get over that? Because right now when I'm
he
in
didn't.
School,
I didn't get over it.
Okay.
What I got over was the need to rescue and help other people, and to be able to. You get over it by establishing good boundaries with other people, and that's a very substantial task for some people.
Well, okay. What's your nationality?
I'm Caucasian.
Aha!
And by the way, hyperachieving can serve you well until it gets out of control.
Yeah, you can be like Madonna.
It has served me well, but...
That's all right.
I've started panic attacks, and I've started cutting.
No. So you're a trauma survivor. And this is what's... No, yes, you are. You may not remember what the trauma is, but this is what we call the running phase of post-traumatic stress disorder. I'll advise... Here's a book you can read called Healing Trauma. A guy named Dan Siegel, edited, and there's some chapters in there that talk about this specific thing, give you a sense of what it is you're dealing with here. Healing Trauma.
Yeah, and I got one called Ramblin' Nation. It's about a large group of ramblers. Okay, here's the thing. I'll put this question to the panel quickly because we only got a minute. But my theory is you got to be a little bit effed up in order to get anywhere in this life.
Yeah, if you're any excessive anything.
Now, if your dad owns a furniture business and you go out of high school or college into it, and next thing you know you take it over, maybe you don't have to. But if you want to do some serious achieving, it's good to have just a little bit of a neurotic fire burning in your belly. And when you look at these people, these, I don't know, Shares or Madonnas or Donald Trumps or whoever they are, there's always a little something that's fueling them. Because otherwise...
No, that category, it's not a little something.
That's a lot of something. Yeah. And otherwise, you're sane, you realize, hey, I got enough money in the bank, I'm going to go home and relax. I'm not going to bust my hump. So little, that's nice, but then how do you enjoy your success when you have this neurotic fire stoked in your belly? Mm-hmm. And that's the balancing point. And then if you get too sane, you become like a prize fighter, gets rich. You lose the eye of the tiger. Now you're not angry anymore, and you're driving a Bentley, and you're living up in the hills, and now you don't care the guy's
head off. Somebody more competitive steps in.
Clubber Lang comes in and tries to take the belt.
Good analogy.
Yeah.
So far.
And that's why you got to do road work, which I'd like to start being called rambling work.
Perfect.
All right. We'll take a little break here. Rambling Phantom Planet. I'm just going to start putting ramble in front of everything now. I get some more rambling tea. I could go rambling bathroom. We'll be right back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew's on the computer right now looking up the Rambler automobile. So now we're all ramble obsessed. Sam and Alexander both here from Phantom Planet.
I'm getting rambled out.
Yeah, we're about ready to ramble over to Phantom Planet song. And speaking of rambling, you guys are going to be rambling over to Ontario to the, what the hell,
Virgin
Mega
Store.
That's right. Now that's at
7 o'clock tomorrow.
And then at 2 p.m. on Saturday, you'll be rambling back this way to the Sunset Tower Records. All right, let's hear something from Phantom Planet. You queued up there, Anderson?
That's me.
Yes? Oh, you queued up, Chris? Oh, you don't do anymore? How long has that been? 6 months?
I quit.
Okay. Let's, okay. We'll talk about this when we come back. This is Big Brat.
Listen to that response, too, huh? Great.
One of the best non-rambling songs I've ever heard, but that's not saying much. You know, I mean, what was that?
My chair squeaked.
No, stop that, Drew. Phantom Planet in here. Sam and Alexander. Gave Drew like a half hour. I couldn't find a picture on the internet.
No, what I found some little ones, not good ones.
Little ones. Yeah, that's good.
We all agreed we identified what the cars were, though.
Yes. Yes. Sort of. They're old cars. Why would they have pictures up on the internet?
Don't defend it.
Just really quick. The Rambler circa 63, it does really look at the kind of car that guy should have been driving. The Rambler guy.
If he had a driver's license.
Yeah.
But he can't.
He'd drive that.
I mean, if he'd drive
in 78.
If he drives anything, he drives an 18-wheeler. Because that's the other one, too.
So laziness and apathy are part of the Rambler's facets.
No, something far more pernicious than that.
I do think if you want to be a rambler, here's the criteria.
Homeless?
No. But according to the song, you have to play some acoustic guitar.
Yes.
That doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. It's good to have, you wear boots mm-hmm. because you got to put your boots on or you put your boots by, you know, you only take your boots off for a while before it's time to ramble again. You know, boots are very good.
You need tough shoes to ramble.
Yeah. And with a heel, you cannot ramble in sandals.
No. Although it rhymes and it
rambling in my sandals,
right?
But there's no Birkenstock sporting or Zoris or flip flops or anything like that. Or Earth shoes, yeah. You can't.
Tevas, no.
No, you need boots to ramble in. That's
sort of a hat, sort of an accessory.
It's good to wear a hat because the same thing. It's like you put the hat on the bedpost.
What kind of hat it is. It's a cowboy hat.
It's a cowboy hat. No, it's not a yarmulke, and it's not one of those foam ones.
It's not a cap.
Because you've got to be able to know that wherever you put your hat...
Yeah, it's your home.
It's your home.
Right. And you'd probably wear jeans, but a Wrangler-type jean, more than a 501, more than a Levi.
Something with a rust.
You're in the truck, and hey, you never back down from a fight, but you're not looking for trouble. And you love the ladies, and the ladies love you.
But you got to go.
Your first love is rambling, and it's the open road.
It's not your love. You have no choice.
Yeah, it's in your blood. It's in your blood. Like a salmon swimming back to spawn, you must ramble.
Or a lemming jumping off a...
Cool. Yeah, which I now hear they don't really do.
Yeah,
but
they don't?
But if it rhymes, definitely, you know, if you can.
Lemon Cliff.
No. We'll work on it. But we'll just put it in the hopper.
He'll take some calls tonight.
Huh?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
I want to talk about. It says here that Spike Jones did the video for the brand.
Yes, he did, and these wonderful fellows from the AV Club also.
And how did that work? How does it work? How do you get Spike Jones to do your video?
He had heard when we were shopping around for directors for our last single, which was Lonely Day, that I wanted to do a zombie video really, really bad.
Mm-hmm. He has an unnatural obsession with zombies.
Oh, I think it's perfectly natural.
Yeah.
To you, sure.
You never lived in New Orleans.
No.
Really? Huh. Like zombies. You like a Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, yeah. Day of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead, Zombie, City of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Anything with dead in the title.
Yeah. Zombophilia.
It's good, yeah. I like zombies, too, because there's...
Zombies, the band, great band.
Oh, yeah. It's the time of the season. To ramble. That's what I do. I record over it and yell ramble.
Corolla remix.
But, no, zombies, great, because it's humans you can feel good about killing, and you can slaughter them in mass. Right. You know, you can take a chainsaw and drag it across 100 of them. You can take a shotgun and just start blowing them away. Yeah.
It's about self-preservation or preservation of the human race. Or
right.
And, you know, alienation, maybe even.
Good part of all zombie movies is where, like, if we were trapped in this room and zombies were outside the studio, well, first we got to kill engineer Chris because I'm not sure. Yeah. He may have gotten bitten. But I give the speech to you guys, which is, listen, if something happens to me, I'm going out there to take a dump because I don't want to stink up the studio. But if something happens and I come back and you know I've been bit by a zombie, you got to take me down before I turn into a zombie.
Yeah,
and it's going to be tough for you, but you do it.
You'd have to be decapitated or
right. And I'm telling you, I'm begging you, do it. And I'm taking the gun, and you're crying because you love me, and you're putting the gun down, and I'm holding it up and putting it to my
This temple. Is right out of Dawn of the Dead.
Do it! Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm begging you. Kill me so I don't have to eat you.
I'm going to start begging you in a minute to kill me if we don't get some calls.
All right.
Okay.
Rambling zombie! What about a zombie who rambles? He didn't do a lot of rambling when he was alive, but now that he's joined the undead...
He's a rambler. A zambler.
Yeah. He'd love to stay and eat you, but he's got to move on. Yeah. He's got to ramble.
Zombies eat people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's their only weapon. Zombies don't pick up sticks
I thought there was superhuman strength and they started crushing
them. No, they have no more strength than the average person.
Yeah, they always have a bad knee. They got a bum wheel.
Yeah, they got one bad leg.
It's
always.
Something.
Always.
However, they died initially. It was from like falling off a building or something before somebody ate them. They got a bad.
It's
hip
something
joint.
With the reanimation. The brain maybe certain things don't work.
They
right.
Have to
wiring
have
is
to
mismatched.
Their feet don't move real well. Their arms don't move in unison with the legs. You know, you don't see a zombie jogging and the arms really pumping. No. You
but
know?
You do see zombies dancing to Michael Jackson.
I did see that. Yeah, and then when they get you. All they can do is bite you.
Okay.
Their mouth's their only weapon.
There's some ripping. There's some
tearing of flesh.
With their hands.
Julie.
They're
Julie.
Hungry.
Julie.
Yeah.
19.
Julie?
Yeah.
What's happening?
All right. I started having sex when I was 16 and stopped for a couple years. I got put on Effexor.
Uh-huh.
And... got into a relationship, and so me and this new guy started having sex, and I got absolutely nothing out of it. Basically, I feel like I have no sex drive. Nothing.
Well, that's the effects. And women are shut down even more by antidepressant medicines than men. For women, they'll tell me that even like looking at somebody kissing on television will look sort of bizarre and like, ugh, like why are they doing that?
I get kind of, I do fast forward.
I know that troubles you greatly, but so Julius, this is a normal side effect of that medicine. You might want to think about a switch to something like Cerazone or adding Wellbutrin, as I said earlier, something like that, Remeron.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now me and this guy aren't even together.
All right. Well, maybe the mood stabilization is not worth risking, or destabilizing the mood is not worth risking.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. Is like I switch it. I mean, I'd rather not have the sex, you know, and be happy because I don't, you know.
Understood.
Depression is not.
That's fine. You whatever you do, you should not make these decisions on your own. You need to sit down and talk about it with whoever's prescribing the medication for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You know, the Caribbean is one of the worst oceans to ramble by.
Why?
You know?
Well, there's a lot of zombification going on.
Well,
but no rambling going on. It's too tropical for rambling. And there's parts of Europe, I think, maybe like Switzerland's a bad rambling spot, too.
Too clean?
Doesn't lend itself to rambling.
Also a lot of
hills. It's climbing again. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Mountains.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good rambling.
Autobahn. Autobahn would be a rambling.
Almost nowhere in Europe is good for rambling. It just isn't. It just isn't true. You know why? No lizards. You need lizards.
For the video?
Yeah, lizards got to be on a rock in a long shot. And
maybe a tumbleweed.
Ramble. Yeah. The desert escape. You think 18-wheelers and lizards. All right. Well, let's talk to... I can't focus on the show anymore, Drew.
Oh, really? No
places
kidding.
To ramble. Amanda?
Yeah?
You're calling from Washington?
Yeah.
State of Washington?
Huh? The state?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mediocre to poor rambling state.
No. Good lumberjacks and woods and
too much
good.
Rain. My too much annual lumberjack. Rainfall. Boring bit. Rainfall.
What's that, Amanda?
My uncle's a lumberjack.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
It's rambling, man.
What's happening, Amanda?
I want to know if there's side effects to the morning after pill, like bleeding.
Oh yes, that can happen for sure. And that's really don't even worry about it. It's not a big deal, but that definitely happens. And if you're taking the Proven rather than the Plan B, sometimes there can be some nausea, too.
Well,
but it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything?
Mm-mm.
Not at all?
Well.
Like, I can't be, like, just, like...
No, I can't... If you're bleeding internally, you wouldn't see the bleeding.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah,
you mean your vagina's bleeding?
Yeah.
Yeah, the lining of the uterus becomes unstable. Now, if you're having pain and bleeding, that is a different issue because perhaps you got pregnant. And if you get pregnant and you have bleeding, that's a sign of an ectopic pregnancy, and that needs to be dealt with. So if you have a lot of abdominal pain and bleeding, another pregnancy test needs to be taken and just see if that's possibly an ectopic pregnancy. Because as you know, a morning after pill is only about... It's about 90% if you take it in the first 24 hours, about 70% effective
if
you take it in the first...
5 hours afterwards.
Fantastic. Perfect.
That's got to be
but even then,
exactly on the 24th
even then, if you had already ovulated, if there was an egg sitting there at that time, you would get pregnant.
All right. All right, well, good girl.
Thanks. Also, does it affect your menstrual cycle?
That's what the bleeding is. What do you think? Fantasy of the bleeding
is. 17 is like the first time.
No, I understand, but your menstrual cycle is not something that is like can't be influenced. It can be influenced by lots of things.
I can talk a woman into bleeding.
You probably could.
Come on, baby. Or I'll ramble. And then pow. Tampon. It's like that scene from The Shining where the elevator doors open. Blood everywhere. I can get him to do it.
Dear God.
It is. It's that. You ever seen that?
The movie?
Yeah. You ever see a woman do that? Where the elevator doors open?
No, I've never seen the elevator doors open like that, no.
It's crazy. Drew's never seen The Shining, everybody.
Yes, I have.
That's a wonderful movie.
I watched it.
I love that
amazing movie.
Yeah, amazing movie.
I watched it.
I begged you for six years.
Then I watched it.
Okay. Don't make
me
get into
that. Yeah, I did. And no, you know what? I didn't. I'll be honest with you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I just didn't like it.
You did because you're angry at me.
No. I hate horror movies. I just have no taste for them. I don't like them. I don't want to.
It wasn't a horror movie.
No, I know. And I appreciated what it was, that's for sure.
And I agree now, by today's standards, it's a very slow burn.
I like that. I like that about it.
Yeah, you don't like the shock. You don't like the scare.
Yeah, exactly. That can do without all the blood.
It's all about the psychological.
Although,
effect.
Little girl going down the hall and, you know, the twins.
Finally, I can understand the Red Room.
Scariest
references.
Part of that movie, by the way, is him looking at the servant guy, looking at the little boy and asking him if he wants some ice cream without saying anything. That's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Drew, what's wrong with you? That's a great movie. You know what you did? You got on tape. You watched the first 40 minutes. You fell asleep. You caught 20 minutes the following
night. Maybe that,
too. You didn't sit down and watch
it. I watched it an hour.
The kids were screaming in the back.
Right, that's right. I wondered if that was part of it.
You didn't get involved enough.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You could shut the lights and devote an evening to it. Come on, buddy.
It's Red Rum, not Red Room, Drew.
What did I say?
We said Red Room, and then you modified it a little to Red Room, so I let you go. All right. Michelle?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes.
You're calling from Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
Solid rambling state.
Very solid.
Very solid.
Except for that I got stuck. I was rambling there once.
Yeah.
Got off a plane, rambled, got stuck waiting for half an hour at a coal train.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a decent form of rambling transportation.
That's a rambling story, huh?
Michelle?
Yes.
You're having sex with a 21-year-old guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he told everyone?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was only like a one-time thing, but I've known him since last year.
Are you into the guy?
Well, yeah, but just the whole fact that he's so old, and I'm just like...
He is so old.
Yeah, 21. Boy.
Are you surprised that he told everybody?
Great pubes, balls dragging on the ground. Barely get an erection at 21.
Are you surprised that he told everybody?
Well, I guess they have medications now.
Are you surprised that he told everybody?
Well, a little bit. I didn't actually, like, expect him to.
All right. So, what's the question exactly?
All right. Look, here's the deal. I talk about rambling for an hour and 20 minutes. Drew begs me to take some calls. Then we get Michelle. I had sex with a guy.
Spent a whole for 95 minutes listening to you talk about rambling. What do you expect?
All right. Well, look, our callers suck. Michelle?
Yes.
There's nothing intriguing about this call. Do you like this guy or not?
No.
You don't? Mm-mm. Fine.
Get rid of him.
No more sex with him. Break things off. He may tell a few people.
Tell your friends that he was horrible. Get back at him, maybe.
Yeah.
Good call.
I'm not good at advice. Don't listen to me.
Go off to college somewhere.
Don't dance, I'd say. Just get away.
Well, another thing is, actually, I'm pregnant, and I don't exactly know if I should tell him or not, because I don't like him.
When did this happen that you were with him?
Yeah.
How long ago did you have sex with him?
She said, yeah.
How long ago? When did you have sex with him?
Well, I...
When did you have sex with his bogus?
Yeah, look, are you retarded? So
she's bogus.
All right, she's bogus. All
right. Michelle, nice Listen. Try. Who's putting? What guy put you up to this?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Hey, you want me to talk to the idiots that called this show instead of talking myself, but this is what we get.
It's disappointing, but it's entertaining.
When were you with this guy?
About 3 months ago.
All right, Michelle, are you having difficulty hearing us?
Just a little bit. You guys are kind of like staticky and cutting
out. So what's happening with this pregnancy?
Not exactly sure yet. I'm probably going to get an abortion.
All right, do that.
No, you're not. It's too late.
What? You can do it in 3 months. Do that as soon as you can, and we'll send you out a windbreaker.
Well, what are you waiting for with this? You really are at the point where you're probably not going to be able to have an abortion. So what are you going to do with this child?
Important. Listen, whoever's screening this crappy show, if the person's having trouble forming a sentence or stringing together words, hang up on them. I don't want to. I'm tired of ringing people like a bar rag trying to get a goddamn answer out of them. It's just like they call up and act like we're bothering them at home, huh? What? Yes. How long have you been pregnant? How long? Just shut up. Just don't call the show. If you don't got anything to say, don't call the goddamn show. And whoever's screening this show, and I can't imagine we have screeners anymore, just hang up on these retards. If they have difficulty forming sentences, hang up. I got rambling to talk about. Like I said,
she was fine 100 minutes ago if you'd have taken her then.
How dare you interrupt my rambling discussion?
Your rambling discussion of rambling.
There's still many topics to hit involving rambling, and we've not gotten to any of them. Instead, we got to talk to... Kate?
Yeah?
You're 19.
Yes.
What's up, baby?
I have a question about birth control.
Calling from Indiana. Another solid rambling state. Go ahead.
No.
Yes.
I have a question about my birth control.
Yeah.
I've been taking it for about 6 months, and I've gained a significant amount of weight.
How much?
About 25 pounds.
Oh, okay. I prematurely ramble when I hear that. I was planning on moving on in 3 months. I'm leaving now.
And?
And, I just was wondering if there was any pill that is known, like, not to make a girl gain weight.
In general, the ones with higher progestational agents, the progesterone tends to be the one that, in most women, are less likely to cause the weight gain. The estrogens cause the weight gain.
Generally. So what's the difference between progesterone and estrogen?
Two hormones produced by the ovary. The estrogen is just the female hormone that's initially produced, and later in the cycle after the egg is released, progesterone is there.
Uh-huh.
And it's what sustains the placenta and the pregnancy early on.
Do guys have any progesterone?
Not significant amounts. And progesterone has male-like effects. It has androgen effects on women to some extent.
So it's like...
It's funny. This is, again, back to women, how different they are.
Drew, have you found a new way to hit the mic?
Some with my chest.
And I've seen Drew do it. I've seen him do it with his shoulder. I've seen him do it with his chin. I've seen him do it with his coffee mug. Actually, his tools. Sometimes he just punches it, and he works like a speed bag. Tonight, he hit it with his sternum. I didn't even know you could do that, Drew.
That's freestyle mic hitting.
Wow.
Impressive.
And here's the thing about Drew. Just when you say there's no other possible body part he could attack that mic with, there's no other instrument, he's used pens and mugs and CD jackets, pow, he surprises you like this. Wow.
So
they should name a cologne after you.
Call it pow.
The Drew.
The progesterone, it's funny. Here's the more interesting intrigue about the female biological systems. Some women with progesterone makes them very sexual and gives them sort of a masculine sex drive.
Yeah.
Most women with progesterone shuts them down, makes them depressed and non-sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Estrogen makes them receptive. Mm-hmm. The whole experience of receptivity and sexuality is something men do not have at all. Mm-hmm. That's why women can have...
If you'd like to make a call.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. That's why women who having sex can just have sex and not have an orgasm and go, see, I had a very satisfying experience. The receptive experience was satisfactory, mm-hmm. but there was no androgen, no male-type influence there.
Right. So if you're... putting on the weight, you should go up with the progesterone and the birth control.
The problem being, though, that you risk shutting down the sex drive and increasing mood problems.
Yeah, but if you're skinny, you just sort of bite the bullet and put out, and the guy's happy. Now, here's the thing. you should didn't go back to your doctor and get yourself dialed in, right?
Yeah, get dialed in, man. Get score.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, guys dialing in. Yeah, do that. Like with a carburetor, just a mixer, just a little bit. Dial Maybe in. She's running a little bit lean. We riching her up a little.
She's not running lean. That's the problem.
Okay.
That's a medical term.
Well, I mean, correct. She's running a little rich. Should we lean her out?
There you go.
Change the timing. We retard the timing a little. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break, yeah? It's time to take a break? Phantom Planet here tonight. We got ourselves screwed up because we played the song in the wrong part of the show, and Drew can't stop talking about Ramblin' or Zombies. Ramblin' Zombie, though.
Oh, that's the song by the end of the show right there.
Yeah.
Midday Zombie Rambling.
Right.
I think noontime's better than midday. Noontime sounds more rambling.
Noontime.
Yeah. All right, we'll adjust that when it starts getting dark earlier. You know, we'll probably move it down to like 11:30.
Yeah.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Sam and Alexander both here from Phantom Planet.
Hello.
Going to be down in Ontario at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, playing at the Virgin Mega Store, and then out on Tower on Sunset at 2 p.m. on Saturday, playing live shows, two live shows, only $80 to get in.
In spite of your rambling discourse and anger towards our callers, I think we have had some good calls tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel good about the evening.
Do you?
Yeah. I feel good about you feeling good.
I don't think any time was wasted. I think we spent it well together.
No, definitely.
And definitely.
We've squeezed a lot of
show. Did you just become the Rain Man or something?
Definitely.
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 Hey, Adam.
I'm thrown off. Yes.
You've upset Brian in here pretty good because he tries very hard and he struggles with these jackasses that call in every night. And he broke his little heart. It's very sad.
Sorry, buddy. Now it's time to move on.
Time to ramble?
I'm a rambling man. All right, listen, Brian. I know you're one man doing the work of at least
two or three.
Yeah, at least two or three guys. No, you're working hard. Look, it's a cyclical thing. Some nights are tougher than others, and
full
moon
too.
Is it full moon? Mm. All right, well, listen.
Well, that explains it, right?
A lot.
Well, yeah. is there scientific basis for that?
No.
No.
No, but we have
no gravitational pulls or something.
And Brian, you know you're my favorite phone screener, right? We don't have any other ones?
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, you're number one. Come on, buddy. Now, here's my point.
I genuinely did like some of these calls.
Okay.
They've been a little different, interesting.
They're great.
We've only taken three of them, but they've been good.
Great screening. Three. Did you hit the mic again?
Yeah, my thumb is.
Brian said you're his favorite blowhard.
How by the way, shut your mic, would you, Anderson? Drew, how is it you punched a mic?
How is he here if I do that? I guess you do hear it.
Okay. Hypersensitivity.
Okay, let me say this, and I'm a little upset because I was in the bathroom, and when I go to the bathroom,
you hear yourself.
I like the whiz. Oh. No, I like the whiz at the one down the hall. And we share a hallway with Arrow, which is a classic rock station.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
Now, I won't get us into trouble by saying what a crappy station they are, like I got into trouble last time. And they're fine. It's just, there's just certain songs that I didn't hear Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood 5 million times a day. But that's not what I'm talking about. Here's what I'm talking about. I heard Should I Stay or Should I Go
by the
Clash while I was taking a leak on the classic rock station,
yeah,
and I thought, holy Christ, am I old?
Yeah.
You know you're old when you're listening to The Clash on the classic rock station.
Oh, yeah.
They played Nirvana, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We're old.
Yes.
Man, are we old?
Officially. Yeah.
All right. All right, you ready to move forward?
No, I'm depressed now.
All right, let's take some...
I introduced a Soft Cell the other day at a sort of a throwback concert.
Really? Well, you are old.
Well, be fair.
I'll tell you, but one thing that never does get old is you punching the mic or me talking about rambling.
Never gets old.
All right.
Evergreen.
And let's talk to Amber. By the way, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Heavily overrated song.
Very I like overrated. That song. They're overrated, but I liked it.
Close your eyes and listen to the first 2 minutes of that song.
You don't beat London Calling or Sandinista. That's
yeah. They clamp down. Great song. Oh, Clash has some great
Guns
songs.
Vixen.
They have some great songs. Should I Stay or Should I Go? Not one of their better efforts. And let's all just call a spade.
What's up,
Amber?
Hi, Adam and Dr. Drew. You guys are really smart. I was wondering if you could help me with two problems I have.
All right,
maybe
it's getting close to rambling time. So hurry.
Okay, thanks. The second one's more importantly, so don't hang up on me. Okay.
Go.
I have a boyfriend right now. I've been seeing him for probably about 6 months, and like maybe about a month or two ago, I just kind of like my sex drive just kind of stopped. I'm not having sex with him, but we do sexual things, basically a lot of other stuff.
And what's your other question? Just so we understand.
My question is I'm kind of wondering if it's a product of like me being molested when I was younger, or
yes.
if I'm just kind of wanting to be a big flirt and go find somebody else. Because I really like him. He's really nice.
Those are the same thing in certain respects.
What are you doing with him sexually? Oral sex?
Oral sex, yeah.
Nah, I can get by with
making
that.
Out. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Are you on any medication now?
No.
No birth control pill or anything like that?
No, no, no.
No antidepressants?
Nope.
And you're otherwise medically healthy?
Kind of. Yeah,
kind of.
Pretty much. I'm a bad vegetarian.
You have an eating disorder.
All I eat is candy.
you have an eating disorder.
But
yeah.
Maybe.
Well, she eats more candy than Spritel.
But I imagine there was periods of time where she didn't eat anything, right?
Uh-uh.
No, I've always ate.
Okay. Right. Well, let me ask this. By the way, Phoenix, good rambling. Good rambling city.
Good rambling spot. I like it.
Flagstaff really is the
Flagstaff's
one.
Flagstaff's better.
Yeah.
But that's good.
Arizona,
good rambling state, solid. Top five. The question is have you ever had sex with him?
No, not with him. I have had sex before with other people. I'm really worried about making a big list of guys, you know.
Do you normally only have sex with guys you don't really like?
Yes.
No. I lost my virginity to somebody that I liked. And okay. The last two I thought I liked, but I didn't.
Well, how long have you been with this guy?
6 months, approximately. I don't really know.
All right.
Been, like, around 6 months.
It seems like you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend now.
Yeah.
You're both into your 20s.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to do the dirty deed.
You think?
I do kind of think so. I mean, if you're into the guy's 24.
I know, but I don't even feel like doing sexual abuse.
See, here's the thing, is that because the sexual abuse made her feel shameful and horrible and dirty, to be sexual, she has to sort of connect with a disavowed aspect of herself. Mm-hmm. And the only person she could do that with is somebody who's also dirty and just, she doesn't really care about.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone that she really cares about is a good guy and she idealizes that her shame stands out in relation to them.
Great. God's great, isn't he?
Yeah, I know.
Punish
those guys.
Punish the righteous.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And
he is really
the guy
good.
Who combs his hair with the switchblade comb.
He's the one.
Gets sex all day long. Yeah.
Yeah, so it is kind of important, I think, if you're going to get better from all this, just hang in with this guy.
I mean, that's
and
a tough
begin
guy.
To try to have
him as an actual weapon.
Try to have intimate feelings. Try to be physical
so
with
I
him.
Just start to kind of, you know, yeah, okay.
Don't realize you're sabotaging. You're pushing away. This is pushing away from a part of yourself that you feel
bad
about.
Second question. You know, I like the switchblade comb combined with the pistol lighter. Those are my things. And the flamethrower toothbrush.
Wow, no, oh, no,
really,
God's
really,
got
really,
them all.
Really
is that
takes,
the one you masturbated
really
with the first time?
Really takes the plaque off. How dare you?
Hello?
No, it's my friend's mom. Amber?
That you masturbated with? Your friend's mom's electric toothbrush?
I didn't use her attachment.
Was it the sonic one or the old-fashioned up-and-back ones?
Look.
It had gears.
Yeah, it had gears. You had to constantly oil it. It was a wood-burning one.
Good. It's good.
Steam engine.
Yeah, you had to stoke it and bellow. All right.
Ooh.
What's up there? What's your second question? Be fast.
Okay, my second question is about my sister. She's been, like, she got married, and the day she got married, she went into, like, some kind of a flashback type thing, and she's been divorced now, and she still kind of goes into him sometimes. What she does is she just, like, I think it's when she's stressed out, she, like...
Okay, well, she was abused, too, and this is all part of post-traumatic stress disorder when people have flashbacks like that, and she needs treatment.
But whenever I try and talk to her about it, talk to her about it, she can, like, go back into it.
Correct. Amber, you do not want to be evocative around her. If you go to her
and you're evoking things in her?
Yes. If you become intent on making her feel better, I'm going to help you, tell me about your feelings, she will go into a fugue. She will dissociate and she will have flashbacks.
How do you go into a fugue?
You know, Bach wrote fugues, counterpoint.
Yeah, like our audience knows what you're
fugues
talking
is
about.
A state where you're just sort of staring off into the distance. You're sort of not, you're disconnected, dissociated.
Yeah. That's the look the ladies have when I tell them it's time for me to ramble, by the way.
Fugue
state.
About it.
Yeah.
Really? Then they jump around with joy?
Yeah, and then they yell, fugue you. Star?
Yeah?
Star.
Hi.
Is that your real name?
Yes, it is, actually. My parents were hippies.
A lot of pressure, by the way, the name Star, especially when you're working at an Arby's. It's going to be sadly ironic.
There are a lot of hippie parents out there.
Yeah,
but I think you guys would be about the last of that generation.
They should
of hippies.
Be. They, yeah. Yeah, we should be done.
23-year-olds shouldn't have hippie parents.
After all, we're listening to The Clash on the classic rock
23-year-olds with hippie parents really had homeless parents.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Probably.
All right.
They probably lived in a VW bus or something.
Ooh, calling from Arkansas.
Yeah.
Good rambling state.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
My question is when I was 16, I had some real bad family problems and stuff, and I became a cutter.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 18, the guy that I had been with since I was 15, he finally convinced me that I needed to go to therapy and I needed to get help for this. So I was in therapy for about 3 years. I went to therapy. I was on antidepressants and stuff like this. And before this, I've been with the same guy since I was 15. He's been with me through all of this, and he's helped me through a lot. Well,
yeah, interesting cadence.
Before this all started, we had a normal sex life, and like I took a break from it, like my therapist said, to get myself together and to get over my urge to cut and everything. I've been off the antidepressants now for about 8 months, and here in the past like 3 months. In order for me to orgasm when we have sex, like, he has to, like claw me until I basically bleed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wanting to know if that's something to do with my problem that I had with cutting.
Yeah.
Probably need to get back into therapy for.
Well, it's a great question. And the reality is I don't think anyone can answer it completely accurately for you. Clearly, when people have been traumatized the way you've been, individuals need very high and unusual levels of arousal and stimulation or to feel sexual and have sexual experiences. The cutting and the arousal associated with that may be part of the picture in that it's that kind of arousal that allows you to have feelings that might be otherwise threatening. And in your case, sexual feelings might be kind of threatening. You may sort of manage them and be allowed to feel free, let them freely flow when you have that sort of cutting experience there to kind of help contain them. Now, I did not hit the mic that time. That wasn't
I know.
That was
one of the band members.
Yeah.
But the point,
Dr. Drew,
people have not really worked out what that biology is yet, though clearly it's all connected with the trauma and the need to cut in order to deal with dissociative kinds of mechanisms and affect regulation deficiencies, and naturally enough in a sexual act where, you know, feelings and intense biologies are supposed to flow, they can't. They can't. It's just too threatening, too overwhelming. And there actually probably biological wiring issues there that to prevent that from happening without high levels of arousal.
You know, it's an important aspect of rambling. Is you got to kill a guy in self-defense at some point.
And that makes you start rambling again.
One of the reasons you need to ramble from that town. If you ramble back to that town, you may be in trouble. You kill a man, you know, he pulls a knife on you in the parking lot, fight breaks out, he's dead, you got to ramble.
And he dies because he trips as he's lunging for you with his knife.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily your fault. That's a hard rambling requirement, though, I think.
Yeah, here's
Why?
The thing.
What's the big deal?
Here's the thing about rambling is it's never your fault, but you don't really have time to stick around and explain to the authorities what happened.
Which, again, is more evidence that Rambler's really just some sort of low-life troublemaking guy with the cops would go, hey, of course this guy did it.
Yeah.
And by the way, he would be the guy that would see it as, I didn't do anything.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, not afraid to fight the Ramblers. That's the fist of the talking. Rambling guys, ironically, don't talk that much.
Ironically.
But ironically.
Sing a lot.
They let their feet do their talking.
Nice.
Whereas I let my mouth do my talking and my feet do my rambling. You know what I mean?
It's ironic.
Okay.
It's complex. It's gotten extremely complex.
Well, I'm just saying it's ironic that rambling guys don't gab that much. Like Jews is their culture that likes to talk.
And not ramble.
Zero rambling in the Jewish amongst the Jews.
Is there a lot of generalization that goes on?
It seems like it, but I defy you to find me historically a rambling Jew, which would be a great title. Rabbi Rambler.
Rabbi Rambler is incredible.
What? I should ramble? We should ramble? All right. Yeah, maybe that's the name of the song.
There was a period of Jewish history where there's some rambling that went on.
Several thousand years in the desert.
Yeah, that was where the rambling occurred. But that was enough. That was it. They had their ass full of it, and that was
it. And that was a continuous ramble, which I argue is not rambling.
Because you don't stop.
That's meandering. Mm. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phantom Planet is here tonight, everybody. Hello. I think we got a law. Do we have to hear something else off the CD?
Yeah, I think legally you're required.
We do.
Two.
Okay. We got a quick question about someone whose clitoris has grown twice as big as it was before. A reason for me not to ramble, ironically. I might hang out a little longer with the giant clitoris.
Christy?
That's a song called I Was Gonna Ramble. And then your clit grew. Christy? Oh, yes. Drew. Oh, Christy, what's up?
Yeah, I was a gymnast for a long time, from about age 5 to about 19. And my coach gave me steroids, and it caused clitoral enlargement.
It also caused your voice. You hear her voice a little rough and
really deep.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
But anyway, I'm just wondering.
You wonder if what? Is it normal?
Will it go back?
Not necessarily. It will not necessarily shrink back. Clitoromegaly is a routine complication of anabolic androgenic steroid.
Yeah. That's it. I'm just working out some of the beats here.
Excuse me.
It's rough. I was going to ramble. That's what I was going to do. And I put my boots on. I turned around. And I noticed your clit head grew. It grew. I took my boots off and hopped in bed. And didn't get up. Yeah, I gave you some hay. We work it out.
You've got quite the freestyling.
I was a rambling man. Yeah.
But now it's really bizarre. You're talking again about giving head to a woman with a giant clitoris. Isn't that weird?
Oh. Yeah, that's a little gay. You're right. I'm going to clean that up. Plus, I got to get it clean for radio because it's going to be played on country stations.
Let's listen to a song.
All right. So I'll work on an American rambling man who was going to ramble, but your clit grew. All right. I'm a God-fearing, rambling American man who was going to gamble until your clip blew up. All right. Let's hear a little something from Phantom Planet. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This one is called First Things First.
To doubt it. 'Cause if you want your lipstick off, I wanna hear about it. They're telling me what be such a breeze, saying if you wanna leave. I think I'm getting the drift. You want some time with your friends on the nights and weekends. You take the time for yourself. Both of us used to spend before you make it better. Something, hold on, hold on. And tell me what be such a breeze. Let me know, don't let me be. It's almost too easy. I'm holding you by the hand, pull out the nape of your neck. Why don't you draw up a list? You have to frequently check and put some things in order and lose it in your purse.
over your neck. Why don't you draw up a list? You have to frequently check and put some things in order and lose it in your purse. Take the time for yourself. Both of us used to spend. Before you make it better, before you make it worse.
There you go, everybody. Phantom Planet. I like that song. Probably be playing it when you're out in Ontario.
Rambling
out there.
It's great rambling territory.
It's decent. It's good. It's good rambling skate.
It's flat.
Well, it's practice rambling. You know, prep rambling. You know?
You think to yourself, yeah, we 18-wheelers and lizards. It's good rambling.
If there were a school for rambling, you might take it in Ontario.
That's right. That's right. Like
a graduate school.
Like they're out. Like the military uses 29 palms to train for the desert warfare.
Perfect.
When I opened my first rambling school,
Ontario.
And it will be my first of many. I will be based out of Ontario because it's got a good simulated rambling.
We got to ramble to the latrine.
Ease the young people into it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good rambling topography. So Rabbi Rambler.
I'm going to pee my
pants. Rabbi Rambler. That's one, and I was going to ramble. But your clit grew. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show. And it's time for us to do what, Drew?
Time to ramble.
That's right. And I want to thank Alexander and Sam coming in here from Ramblin' Planet.
I hope you'll understand.
Yeah. Phantom Planet, everybody. That's the name of the CD. It's out. Get it. And look for them in Ontario tomorrow and then Middle of Sunset Strip on Saturday. I want to thank Brian for doing a fantastic job doing the phones tonight. Sorry for harsh words. I love all that, you, Brian. I want to thank the Magic Fingered One, Engineer Anderson, for not only swinging them potentiometers around, but rushing to Brian's defense. What a humanitarian.
Whatever.
I also want to thank Junior producer Lauren for doing a fabulous job for however many days she was in this week. And, of course, Senior producer Ann for doing a great job booking the show and putting it together. And engineer Chris out here on site. And so until next time, Santa Crawl for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.